From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Yemeni officials confirm the Nigerian suspect in the attempted Christmas Day airliner attack spent substantial time in Yemen, most recently to study Arabic. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
There are now two sources that appear to substantiate Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's claim that he trained for his mission in Yemen. Al-Qaeda's Yemeni branch, in claiming responsibility for the attack, confirmed that its weapons department had given Abdulmutallab what it called an advanced technological explosive device, one that in its words demonstrated the frailty of the U.S. airline security system. Separately, the Yemeni embassy in Washington released a statement confirming that Abdulmutallab stayed in Yemen from August to December of this year. The Yemeni information minister also said that he'd been in Yemen for about a year in the 2004-2005 period. Abdulmutallab's most recent stay was for the purpose of learning Arabic at the Sana'a Institute for the Arabic Language in the Yemeni capital. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee says the federal government must better inform Americans about the threat of terrorism. Congressman Pete Hoekstra of Michigan says the present system to prevent attacks on airlines clearly doesn't work in light of the failed Christmas Day attempt. The Obama administration has ordered a review of air security policies, and it's looking into Abdulmutallab's movements as he boarded the Northwest Airlines flight. Home prices didn't change much in October, although they rose slightly. This is according to the closely watched S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Daniel Carson reports.
The survey, which measures the housing markets in 20 cities, shows home prices edged up a modest 0.4% in October, which means they were essentially flat. Only 11 of the cities showed gains. Low interest rates increased the pool of home buyers. But Patrick Newport, an economist with IHS Global Insight, says the housing sector is by no means out of the woods.
A glut of inventory, a lot of homes underwater. So even though prices have stabilized, going forward, they're likely to drop, we think, another 5 to 10%.
Newport doesn't think the federal government's home buyers tax credit extension will have much of an impact because the pool of first-time home buyers is pretty much used up. Home prices in Tampa, Chicago, and Atlanta took the worst tumble. The biggest gains were in Phoenix and San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A private business research group says American consumers were more confident about the economy in December. The research group, The Conference Board, says its index of consumer confidence rose more than 2 points this month to 52.9. It's the highest reading in a couple of years. To compare, the index dropped to a record low of 25.3 just in February. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 13 points, or 10,561. The Nasdaq is down 2 at 2,288. This is NPR. Trading has been halted on the Philadelphia Stock Exchange floor. There is a report of smoke on the trading floor. There are no other details known at present. Russia's prime minister said today U.S. missile defense plans make it harder to agree on a new nuclear arms reduction treaty. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said U.S. plans for a missile shield would destroy the strategic balance between the United States and Russia, forcing Moscow to develop new offensive weapons. He said the replacement to the expired START 1 treaty on nuclear arms cuts should give Russia access to U.S. missile defense plans and suggested Russia could provide information on its new missile systems in return. Moscow and Washington have been negotiating a new strategic arms deal for several months, but a final agreement is proving elusive. Russia wants any pact to include both offensive and defensive capabilities. Even though it has praised President Obama for dropping plans to deploy missile defenses in Eastern Europe, it is concerned that any system would threaten its national security. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Authorities in Italy say they have destroyed a suspicious package that was at an airport, but officials determined there was nothing explosive in the box. The package was discovered abandoned in a restroom at the airport in Milan. Airport authorities say the package was attached to a triggering device and a radio receiver, and it was also found in a check-in area that's used for charter flights. The space was cordoned off and passengers were relocated. No one was hurt in the incident, and airport authorities say there was no disruption to the flight schedule. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.